A 110 is what at second call in a route?
45.
Well, second call in a route, not first call. 110 and 3. Okay. What's the first fraction associated with that? With the 110 and 3? All right, 45, 4, 110, 3, 143. You don't understand this?
No.
All right.
Wait a minute now. We got a 1091.
All right. I'm going too fast. You're right, but we're going to run out of time, and then we're really in trouble. Let's go back over it now. All right. Let's go back over this.
We don't care if you're a little late on your
computer. No, I just also, I don't want everybody to die on the vine in here. It's a 107.
So that gives us a
143.0,
right? 143 and 0 is a 107, yes. Okay? That's the first step in here. That gives you your final time, projected final time for the route.
Right.
Or for the route. Yeah. Now look at the second call for the sprint.
44.1.
It was 44.2, though.
44.2.
All right. Now what is 44.2 on here?
It's a 110.
It doesn't show, but it's a 110.
It's a 110, isn't it?
So okay. 110 here is a 110 is 3.5.
Right, wait a minute. Let's stop for just a moment. Everybody together on that? How we got 110? Now you go to the bottom of this chart and find what is the second call in a two-turn route at 110. It's 110.7, right? Which is 110 and 3.
Well, yeah, but are you going to put 3.5 in your computer? No, use 3. Just round it down, yeah. What? Oh, okay, then put 7, sure. Okay, 110 and 3. All right, now with that 110 and 3, 45.7, right? No, 45.8. It's 45 and 4. This will be the closest way you can get to projecting these sprinters, at least in phase 3. Yes?
What do you do about getting
legs? Just put them in the way they are.
It'll work just fine. Put them in. Surprisingly, it works just fine. Now we got the most difficult of the four. Anybody want one more, a little more difficult here? Number 122. Boy, this one's a tough one. Let me give you, first of all, the $10,000 par for 8 furlongs, for 8.5, and for 9. Out of Hollywood Park's turf course. So you got a pencil and paper? I'm going to read these to you, because I'm only going to put one of them on the board. At 8 furlongs, I'm going to give you second call final. The second call at 8 furlongs is 111.3. It's actually 111.5, but we'll use 111.3. 136.4. That's the turf $10,000. At 8.5 furlongs, it's 112. 143. Come home fast on the turf, don't they? 136 and 4 fifths, yeah, final time. And at 9 furlongs, 112, 149 and 3. Now let me give you the approximate first fractions that go with that so you can make that transference. Use 47 seconds with all three of them. It's close enough. One of them is like 47.1, another is 47.3. Just use 47 seconds. What you do is the turf par that I actually have is 105, but all you do is work backwards to 100, the same as you work from 100 to 105. Because the figures that I use for my variance are based on 100, so I need the 100 par. And the same way with Harry and several others that are using those numbers. All right. So now let's take a look at this. What is the turf? What's the adjustment to a turf 1 mile at Hollywood Park to take it to a dirt 1 mile? Back off. Hold it. Wait a minute. That's not going to work. Well, we'll take the fractions first. What's the difference between the first two fractions, dirt and turf?
Once you have to convert this 1 mile turf race
Yeah, I will, but we'll do that later. Let's just right now take the difference between the two of them. Folks, it's 111 and 3, right? What's the two-turn, $10,000 second call par on the dirt? 111.3, right? I got you all in trouble here, guys. I'm sorry. Damn it. I've given you the Hollywood par, but we got to use Santa Anita here. Jesus. Well, I'll tell you.
Editor.
I'm glad we're handicapping. No, because the last race is not representative. I was just asking him to go too far. Let me give you the the 1 mile par. It's easy. I mean, the Hollywood pars you're going to use beyond. So, I mean, it's good that I gave them to you because you have to use them after today. All right, but we need the Santa Anita mile to make this adjustment. It's 110.2, 135.1. Turf at Santa Anita, 1 mile, 110.2. Yeah, 46, 110.2, 135.1. Everything's in fifths. No, there's no 8.5 at Santa Anita anyway. You don't need the nines at this stage of the game. That meeting is long behind us. 110.2, because for one thing, I don't want to overdose. I mean, we're getting a little, we're trying to handicap a race that this is the way to get at it. As complicated as it seems, this is the way to get at it. When we're all finished, there's going to be a stick out in this race, right? Everybody can see that going in, I hope. Doesn't Feston look like the horse to beat here? Okay, but that's not always the case. In this case, it is. I mean, I could say right now, you either bet Feston or you pass the race, one or the other. We passed the race, though, didn't we? But no point putting it in the computer. Look at... All right, so let's look at number 122, first off. The difference, then, in the Santa Anita 1 mile and the Hollywood two-turn route at the first fraction is what? John, I see you shaking your head, but you got energy, you didn't care, do you? What's the difference? All right, let's get rid of these numbers, then. We're going mile to a two-turn route because we did it with all these other horses. Okay. Let's look at it this way. Here's the two-turn 111.3, which is 111.6, right? 144.2, and I will tell you that 144.2 equates to 137.3 if it were to be a two-turn mile. That's a given. I'm going to give you that. This is 10K. Dirt. And this is 46.4, right?
Hollywood.
This is Hollywood, yeah. This is Hollywood's two-turner. We may wind up editing all of this out of this thing. 46.4, 111.3, 144.2, which is the same as 137.3. So everybody got that? We okay on that? That's the 10. This one I added because these two are apples and apples. I added this one. This isn't on your list. Okay, now let's take that 1 mile at Santa Anita that number 122 was involved in. It was 45.1. Well, let's first of all, this is Hollywood. Santa Anita then, I said, was 46. What? 110.2. 135 even, right?
135.1.
Well, I'm just putting down what Jay's helping me with. Okay, you got me on it. You've got me. All right, so to the Santa Anita mile turf race. Can you see what we're going to do with it? We're going to slow it down by 4/5 at the first call. Right? So now let's take that pace line one piece at a time. The 45.1, the number 122 was involved in on April 19th, is a 46 if you're making a track-to-track. In this case, it's a turf-to-dirt. It's a 46. Everybody see that?
No. Why would it be 46 versus a 47?
It's a 46 versus a 46.4. It's four lengths, 4 points, 4 ticks, 4/5.
Yeah, what is Highway 10K and the other Santa Anita downward at one?
No, I gave you a $10,000 par for Santa Anita.
Okay.
Pardon? I can't hear you.
Yeah,
no, it was usually around 7 or 8. Yeah, just use it the way it's written.
You want to slow down
I want to slow down that first fraction. See, if you can't do this, you can't bring number 122 into your scenario here.
Okay, then the number 122 becomes
46.
Then you want to slow down 109
and 1 by 6, right? Then you want to slow the 109 and 1 down to a 110 and 2.
Okay? Can you see what you're going to do with this last one?
Yeah, you're going to add 12 fifths.
You're going to add 12 lengths, 12 fifths, to the final time of that Santa Anita mile. And that becomes 136.2. Work with this a little. If you can't take it, continue to make your sprinter route of 2.15. But just be aware that none of the fractions are adjusted. The only thing that is adjusted properly when you do that is factor W. It's the only one. Yes.
We're working on number 122. We're using a second race back, which is a mile turf race.
Right. Yeah. We've just made a turf dirt adjustment.
Yeah, isn't it though?
This is hairy, but folks, this is why you're here. Yeah, but that was the nature of that track. Yeah.
Okay. Now we got to get.
Now what do you get? Just use it.
We got to get to Hollywood.
No, we just did that. This is Hollywood here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, it's done. All four horses are done. They're in the computer now.
So wait. We switched number 122
to Hollywood Dirt. Hollywood Dirt. We switched them all to Hollywood Dirt. For those of you that have been using a flat 2.15, 2.2 in your phase three as a sprinter route adjustment, will recognize that most of the time when you get that back, your second fraction will be like 56, 55, 90. It does not properly adjust the second fraction because that 2 is going on each fraction, and it should be done according to the fraction. If you look at this with Hees and Blaze, we did it a little differently this time, didn't we? Now we got fractions, second fractions, that are more in line with what you see in route races. Because the turn time is always distorted when you put a sprinter into a route, even with that 2.2, 2.4, the turn time adjustment is always screwed up. It's always too high. Because remember, the sprinter is running that second fraction after only running a quarter mile. The router is doing it after running a full half. And it can't be anywhere near as fast. Let me tell you something about that race that Feston comes out of. If he's overcome whatever problem occurred in its last race, he would be a stickout in this field. The race to swing shift, that was one of the most highly rated miles, non-stakes type, that was run at Santa Anita. Now, unfortunately, swing shift, they waited like 7 weeks to bring him back, and he regressed off that race quite a bit. But part of that was the long time he took to get him back to the races after that. Yes, what?
Now we have a horse that stands out on top, but it has been laid off for a little while. How would you factor that into
this? Well, see, based on his last race, I'd factor in it as a serious positive. See, he failed at 6-5 last time. I wouldn't want to see him back right away. I mean, I like the fact. It's like gold decor for me. She was bet a little bit the time before. She didn't run well, so they gave her some time off. I think that's a positive on the part of this horse. Thanks, Chuck. Now, folks, the turf to dirt thing is hairy. The sprint to route thing is not. Once you get a feel for how to do that, that will improve your sprint to route projection significantly in phase three. It really will. It will help. What? No, because the distance is so screwy. You don't take a router and back them into a sprint. Use the internal fractions just like we've been doing. You want to know where they're doing. When you back them into a sprint, you want to know what they're able to do at the 6 furlongs, not at the end of a mile or 16th. Because unfortunately, the horse is already in a winner's circle before the horse you bet catches the rest of the field. Okay. That will improve the sprint to route projection. The turf to dirt is a matter of working with the part-time chart. And just looking at one and saying, you know, here's this one, here's the other, there's the difference between the two. You know. Yes.
The way they run turf races, especially at Hollywood, I think the pace would be sort of legitimate with the speed at the Santa Anita turf, but at Hollywood, don't they just walk and then run the last
quarter? Yeah, see, that's why you use the par. And that's why in this case, you only had a few length adjustment at the second call, but you had a big adjustment at the final because those turf horses come home so fast. There's a big adjustment between the two of them in the final fraction. But that's how you compensated for that. So now the pace, now you got apples and apples. The horse coming off the turf, which is number 122. It's basically, what you've done is now create a dirt line for the horse.
That is, you wouldn't know if the horse had no, I mean, you're going to adjust horses that have no speed to show that they have speed. I mean, if the pace is real slow in a turf race, and the horse might have some speed and just not use it and run a par time for a slow pace, or he might have no speed and just, so you really don't know what he's going to do as far as the pace picture does.
No,
you really don't. And what you like to have is you'd like to be able to look and see that the horse has some dirt form as well. It's a guess. Okay. But in the case of he's number one, 2-2 or whatever it is, you don't want to go back and use one of those races that he was running as he was developing into form, condition, all the rest of it, because that gives him short shrift. Any other questions here? How many races do we have out? We have the one we just looked at, right? We have the results of everything else? Yeah, we do. Feston's the only. This race right here is the only other one. Bet it anyway. If you can get 5-2 on Feston, it's really a good play. Yeah, it would be. I think a prime. Although remember now, we're doing a little guessing here in terms of these sprinter routes and everything. But Feston's race is on the dirt at Santa Anita. It's a two-turn race, so he will take a lot of beating. In other words, if he was subpar, even though he was a 1-1-1, he would not be a prime. But he's better than par, if you take a look at the part-time charts. He's a strong contender here. If nothing's wrong with him, if his last race, if he needed the time and it benefits him, he should win here, because these horses aren't very good. Blaze is a very fast horse, too, but he's more of a bounce candidate even than that other one who did run well, I guess ran second, Field of Gold or so. Okay. Unless there are some more questions... That will take care of this. This is the end of my three sessions in here. Thanks for coming. I've enjoyed it. Yay!